Thank you very much, Jane. In our final batch of news items, we have quite a mixed bag, including graffiti problems in the city centre and that Eton Miniature Railway has been developing new technology. First of all, however, do you remember the series of books about Flying Ace Biggles by Captain W.E. Johns? A rare copy is to be auctioned.
Adventure story fanatics will be setting their sights firmly on Norfolk later this month, when the first ever book about fictional fighter pilot Biggles is to go under the hammer. An extremely rare first edition of The Camels Are Coming, the first ever book by W.E. Johns, featuring Captain James Bigglesworth, Biggles, of the Royal Flying Corps, will be auctioned at Keys Fine Art Auctioneers in Aylsham. The book, published in 1932, consisted of 17 short stories featuring the fictional World War I Flying Ace and his sidekicks, Algy, Ginger and Smythe. It was the first of nearly 100 books featuring the character written by Johns up until his death in 1968, a body of work which was wildly popular in its time and which is still fondly remembered by a substantial number of enthusiasts. The extremely rare first edition is already causing a stir among fans ahead of the auction later this month, with the book expected to fetch somewhere in the region of between £500 and £600.
People have been urged to keep their eyes out for the vandals who covered a historic area of Norwich with graffiti. Ben Price, a city councillor for Thorpe Hamlet in Norwich, has tweeted a series of images of parts of the King Street area being daubed in unsightly graffiti. The Green councillor said it showed a very sad disrespect of our shared spaces and has reported the graffiti to both the council and police. Mr. Price has urged people to keep their eyes out for the perpetrators of the graffiti, which is thought to have happened sometime on Thursday, that's January the 11th, night. He also called on people to have pride in our city. The plea comes just days after this paper reported how graffiti in Norwich city centre would be targeted by police and council officers in the coming months after a disturbing increase. A number of problem locations will be targeted jointly by Norwich City Council and Norfolk Constabulary to prevent and remove the daubings.
When you're trying to develop cutting-edge technology, going round and round in circles is usually a bad thing. But it proved just a ticket for one Norfolk engineering firm, which coupled up with Eton Park's miniature railway to conduct tests on a new piece of kit. The unlikely partnership came about as offshore specialist Thurn Group looked for somewhere to test navigation systems to use with its new sonar technology used to survey seabeds. General Manager Tom Hiller needed to compare readings from three systems by sending them on the same journey time and time again, and hit upon the idea of using the miniature railway owned by Norwich and District Society of Model Engineers. The Society agreed in return for a donation to the Friends of Eton Park, and the test took place on Tuesday. Mark Rhodes, publicity officer, said it was the first time the organisation had received such a request, but they were very pleased to be able to help.
It's the last chance for Lego fans to enjoy a trip around the world as the Brick Wonders exhibition at the Forum in Norwich closes on Sunday, January the 21st. The exhibition opened in December and features about 500,000 Lego bricks that have been used to build recreations of everything from the International Space Station to Niagara Falls. Curated by artist Warren Elsmore, the exhibition takes visitors on a journey of discovery of amazing sights around the world. Over 80,000 Lego fans have marvelled at the recreations. Richard Fair, events manager at the Forum, said, "The reaction to the exhibition has been fantastic. We've had visitors of all generations flocking to see it. This has to be by far the most popular exhibition we've held at the Forum. An additional exhibition piece is on display at local exhibition partner Jarrold on London Street."
It had lain hidden away, gathering dust in the corner of an old stable block of a Norfolk hotel for years. But now, a 2.5-metre-wide panorama of Norwich's distinctive skyline by the late John Morris Smith has been fully restored and takes pride of place at the Norfolk Heritage Centre in the Forum. To celebrate the unveiling of the artwork, which depicts the city from St James's Hill at its new Norwich home, Paul Burrell, author and vice-chairman of the Norwich Society, gave a talk about the artist and his work. The panorama, which is hugely detailed, was handed over to the Norwich Society in 2016 after the city's civic watchdogs paid £2,500 to purchase the work from the owners of Caister Hall Hotel, where it had been kept in storage for several years. In total, the Norwich Society have spent about £5,000 on buying and restoring the artwork, which Mr Burrell said he was delighted had now had a new base in the centre of the city.
Children across Norfolk are preparing to get their hands dirty as they decorate their own models as part of the Go-Go Hares charity art trail. A model, Leveret, visited Parkside School in Norwich, which is one of the 150 clubs or schools which have requested a baby hare sculpture to decorate themselves. Pre-printed baby hare Bugsy visited the pupils at the school for children with complex needs to give them some inspiration for what their own creation would look like. In the next few weeks, all the other Leveret models will be delivered to youth organisations to be designed before they're borrowed to be displayed around Norwich in a mini Go-Go trail. Peter Maron, the coordinator for the Go-Go Create project, said, "It is great to have the involvement from so many young people across Norfolk, and I can't wait to see the creative flair and diversity of divines." Artist, a member of staff at the school, Hilary Sanderson, has already started work on a large hare for the Go-Go Hare Trail, which will go live on the 24th of June until September the 8th with a parade of all the hares at the Forum from October the 7th to October the 10th, with an auction in aid of Brake on October the 11th. The Leveret sculptures, designed by the Children of Norfolk, will be on its own trail around Norwich from July the 2nd to September the 2nd.
That's all for this edition of Chatterbox. We hope you have enjoyed it. Don't forget that you have the magazine Let's Talk following on now, so do keep listening. When you have finished with the recording, simply place the memory stick in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn the address label over. Please remember that the postal service is free, so you do not have to pay postage.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox. The editor today was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. We have an answer phone where you can always leave a message. Our office is not manned every day, but we will get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. So now, as we reach the end of our recording, we'll say goodbye from me, Chris, and
Pauline.